This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Whether you want to talk about the insane war on drugs, which has been sort of the overarching discussion that we've been having, talking about ending prohibition, treatment, the fact that there are drugs that are very, very dangerous that are prescribed to people. And a lot of people start, for instance, with opiate addiction by getting a prescription from their doctor. But, of course, the right solution here isn't more controls and restrictions on those drugs, as, of course, the government will always provide. There's always another, you know, control freak in government who's going to come up with some other grandiose plan to, you know, try to somehow restrict people's access to these drugs. Many of those people who probably do need the drugs. We just heard from a guy who has been on opiates for 14 years and is very productive, he says, in a construction job. So everybody's got their own story, and unfortunately the one-size-fits-all drug laws from the government, they just end up harming the very people that they're supposed to be helping.
I also want to defend my statement. Before we went out to break, I made the statement that this country was built by people who had legal access to heroin, and I think that there's a lot of conservatives out there that tend to support the drug war.
Sure.
Because they don't support doing drugs. And look, I don't support doing drugs either.
I bet they drink alcohol.
Well, whatever. Fine. I don't want to have that.
They don't support
discussion.
Doing some drugs.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the position of
the hypocrite.
The liberals among us. What I've got to say is I'm actually trying to speak to the conservatives on mm-hmm. this one, is that your great-grandparents could get heroin legally, and some of them were addicted to it, and this nation, you know, rose to become the greatest, unarguably greatest in the sense of military power, the ruler of the world, and somehow or another, legal access to heroin didn't prevent this. So all the arguments about it kills productivity really are hogwash.
Well, right. I mean, they had access to it, and some were addicted, but a very, very small amount. In fact, Law Enforcement Action Partnership, formerly known as Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, has touted statistics before showing that when heroin was legal, you had about the same percentage of addiction as you do now, as far as, like, you know, bored housewives were likely to do it. But, you know, it wasn't a huge epidemic just because it was legal. And in fact, what we've seen in Portugal, since they have legalized, what, a decade and a half ago, I think now, like at least 15 years ago, Portugal basically completely decriminalized the possession of drugs for personal use. So small amounts of every drug have been decriminalized in Portugal, and that has resulted in fewer addicts. It has resulted in more addicts willing to go and get treatment. They're not afraid to go and get treatment. They're not afraid that they're going to be arrested just for trying to go to a doctor to get some help. So that's the real compassionate solution. That's the one that's going to result in the most productivity and the most freedom. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything. Ben is in Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us on cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Ben. Hello? No, we cannot hear you. You sound terrible. You sound like you're inside some sort of strange machine. I don't know what that is. But
leave that to the board op.
Yeah, I'm going to have my board op check in with you there when he gets a moment. Let's go to Rob in Warwick, New York, listening to WVNJ. Go ahead, Rob.
Yes. First off, would you agree that your average person would be euphoric if they believed they won the lottery?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
There's the dopamine reward system, and this is through evolution for us to, you know, perpetuate the species, gathering resources, mating and stuff. It makes things, it's reward learning. So under its influence, like, things will make sense when they normally wouldn't. You know what I mean? It's a ancient part of the brain overriding our modern part. You know, it's the mesolimbic system overriding the frontal cortex. And anyone can research this. Now people don't consider, like, you know, going to college or, you know, building up a career and learning and stuff as an addiction, but in a sense it is. It involves the same neurological mechanisms
as a dopamine reward.
Yes. Okay. But we as human species, we can you know, prolong this you know, dopamine thing to reach like a future goal. You know what I mean? Like a monkey, like you teach him lever press for a grape or something like that. But if you can't tell him to, like, keep pressing and get it like 10 years down the road to grape, you know, they're going to give up. But this is how we differ in the species. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can see down the road. We can predict, you know, to some extent what's going to happen if we go on a particular path. We can delay gratification, which ultimately is how you can get to more productivity. If if there's some sort of thing or experience that you want, but you put it off until you've accomplished a certain task, then that will be make it more likely that you'll accomplish the task in a short period of time because you know that reward will be there. Hey, Rob, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, some of the less productive humans don't really understand delayed gratification. They want to have it. They want it now.
Yeah, delayed gratification has been shown, even in young children, to result in a better life. If you can put off the gratification that you want now till later, you're probably going to have a better life.
And so true.
That's something that everyone can practice. If you can hold on to the money that you have today, it'll be worth significantly more at retirement. So
that's a really long delayed gratification, but it can also be more short-term. Like,
there are a lot of people that just stop working at 35 because they've managed to save all their money up to that point.
Yeah, I bet it can also be productive on the short term. So, there's this, you know, nice television set that you want, or a new car, or, you know, some sort of thing. If you don't get it now and instead wait until you have, you know, enough money saved up, because some people are like, I want that new television set, so they go to rental purchase places where they get the TV set right then, but they're going to end up paying like three times as much for the very same thing because they're paying the high weekly fees to get this device right now. Okay, great, you got a bigger screen TV, but you ended up paying three times more if you end up paying the whole thing off after however many months that the payment plan is for. And, of course, by that time, the TVs that are now out are even better, right? So now you can get 4K TVs.
Really?
They're relatively common nowadays.
Can you tell the difference when you look at a 1080p versus the 4K?
I have not been to a showroom that would show me the alleged difference, okay. But there, if you look online, Mark, you can find that there's a certain calculation of how far or close you have to sit to a screen from like the human eye for it to be able to discern the difference in resolution. So I can tell you that if I were to put one in my TV room, it wouldn't make a difference to me because I'm sitting so close.
Your TV room's 8 feet. Right. Oh, so it's farther that gives you better resolution?
Well, no, if you're closer, I guess. Yeah, if you're closer,
how
you
much closer could you be to that TV?
Yeah, that's the thing. I couldn't be much closer to it. I don't think, I mean, it might make a little bit of a difference, but, and eventually they're all going to be 4K, so you won't really have won't have a choice. But if you're patient and you wait until you, let's say, save multiple times the amount that you would need to buy that TV, that's kind of my rule that, and I'm no expert on savings, but I like to have, like, if there's some sort of luxury thing that I want to have at least five times as much money in the bank before I buy that thing.
Okay.
Because then I've got a buffer, right? Like, I'm not going to completely deplete my savings in order to get whatever that thing is. That thing is not important. It is something that should not be a priority. It can be something that you're saving for, so you delay that gratification. And then by the time you get it, the same kind of TV will be cheaper because technology, thankfully, the government isn't too much in the way of it, and it tends to get cheaper over time, gets better, you know, more affordable, more features for the same price. So by the time you've done that savings, you actually end up getting a much better deal down the line. So toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's, you know, money management or drug addiction, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. You want to tell us your story? You're welcome to do that. Ian and Mark here in the studio, live Saturday edition, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we still have the former drag queen Republican candidate for office in North Carolina that we started talking about, and we can continue that as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program here. With you in the studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us and take control of the airwaves, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Got a website? What's that? You say you don't? Well, now maybe is the time to go ahead and get one. It's the 21st century. It's about time. 2017. Maybe you want a blog, website for your business, whatever it is. Hostgator can help. They're one of the top hosting companies out there. And you can get 50% off. That's right, 50% off by using code, or excuse me, not code, but URL, hostgator.com/FTL. So you just go to hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And that's how you get that 50% off of their regular prices. And they got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, which makes it super easy to get rolling with your own website. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, a 99.99% uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. It's hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so we've got Ben, who was on a terrible connection on the phone, on Skype, and he sounds great now. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Calling from Mexico.
Hey, guys. Yeah, sorry about that disconnect earlier. I was just, you know, I had missed the first part of the program, but I was listening to some of the people talk about addiction and opiates and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to throw in real quick, I worked with the Ibogaine Treatment Center for over a year, and I actually still work with another one. And what we actually found with addiction is that there was more than one kind of addiction. We had people like the guy that called that came in. They were productive for 20 years, taking small doses of opiates. Even pastors came down that were taking opiates regularly, and they saw the conflict with their religion and the drugs, but they couldn't deal with it because of their back problems. And what we found is that with addiction, there was two major kinds. There were the people that took it because they had a physical ailment, back problems, stomach pains, what have you. And then there was people that had the psychological issues. And the people that had the physical issues could get through it. Like he was talking about, weaning down, slowly reducing your doses on whatever you're taking, and eventually you can get off of it. You do have some symptoms of withdrawal. It is not withdrawalous, I can tell you that for a fact, but it's manageable. But the problem was that most of the people that we saw, 90% of the addicts that we saw, whether they be porn addicts, marijuana, you know, heroin, sugar, coffee, it didn't matter what kind of addicts they were.
You saw coffee addicts? Those,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, because when you're getting up and you literally, you know, if somebody says, I can't function in the morning without having my coffee, that's the definition
that's
of
an
addict.
Right? Yes, but do they go for treatment?
Yeah.
He just told you that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to, I understand.
But what it came down to was they had other issues. They had a psychological issue that they had to deal with before they could get past that. So with Ibogaine, we were able to treat that issues, and then people were able to just drop those problems like they're talking about. And that's why these other countries, like they were talking about Portugal, have seen such success with treating addictions because, as Barry Cooper has recently been promoting a lot with his Ibogaine clinic, the opposite of addiction is connection. So when we were able to actually reintroduce people into, like, society, to connections with their friends, their family, whatever it is, it didn't matter what their addiction was. Whenever we were able to reconnect them to the world, the addiction just disappeared. They didn't really have that issue anymore.
Now tell me about Ibogaine. So, I mean, I've heard of it. I've done a bare minimum of research on it, but many of our listeners may be unfamiliar. What is it?
Ibogaine is a plant medicine. The closest thing you can kind of compare it to is ayahuasca, but realistically, there's nothing like it at all. And the big thing that Ibogaine's known for is it almost completely eliminates heroin and opiate withdrawals. So the literal death flu that you go through when you quit doing opiates from large doses, it just goes away and you don't experience it. It's not an accelerated process. Ibogaine literally resets the brain and removes those withdrawals. But then at the same time, it does the other things like ayahuasca does that helps you go on like a journey to figure out what is wrong. We had a lot of people that would see childhood memories, find out Like, we had a lady that she had no addictions, but she had a she was terrified of elevators. She could not get in elevators. It, one floor in an elevator, like, she just couldn't do it. And after one dose of Ibogaine, not even a full, like, big dose, over 3 hours, she had no problem with elevators anymore. And it all had to do with not even an elevator accident or something. She just had a traumatic experience with one of her close friends as a child that just stuck with her. And eventually it just, you know, your mind, brain is not perfect. It doesn't remember things. And then, like, a computer looks up something and pulls it up for your use. And if you change something, it saves it back again. Your mind, every time it brings up a memory, it adjusts it, adds new emotions and the stuff you experienced when you remember it, and saves it again. So each time you remember that experience, it can get worse and worse and worse and worse. So by the time you're from 8 years old to 16, something that mattered very little can turn into something huge, all because that's just how your brain works. That's what PTSD is.
Where is this clinic that one can
Mexico.
Get this? Yeah, Ibogaine? Well, Mexico's a big
country. Yeah, so Ibogaine is completely illegal in the U.S., obviously. It's only illegal, actually, because, well, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about it. You know, being able to stop opiate withdrawals outright would just destroy the methadone and Suboxone clinics, which is a $1 billion industry, and not to mention even the traditional rehab clinics, which is a multi-$1 billion industry. So there's that. Ibogaine's been around. There's thousands of pages of research. Ibogaine's a huge thing, but this place, so I worked with the Ibogaine Clinic in, it's near Cancun. It's just called the Ibogaine Clinic. And then there's also another one that I highly recommend, which is with Barry Cooper, which I was just talking about. I'm sure you guys
We love Barry. We've had him on the show in the past a number of times. Great guy. Good call, Ben. Thanks for sharing that with us. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And, of course, Barry, the founder of NeverGetBusted.com, also living down in Mexico now. And sounds like a fascinating treatment for people with addiction, the Ibogaine Clinic.
I would certainly do research.
Yeah, definitely worth looking into. And, of course, if you are interested in researching drugs, then if you're interested in doing drugs, you should do research, whatever the drug is.
Yeah.
And Arrowhead.org is my favorite go-to website to recommend to folks to learn about drugs. And they've got information here about Ibogaine. You go to Arrowhead, E-R-O-W-I-D, Arrowhead.org. They have all kinds of different subcategories for each drug. The more popular drugs, the more common ones, the more information you're going to find. If you're looking for some sort of experimental new drug, like one of these synthetics out there, you're not going to find as much. But so, you know, long-time drugs, cannabis, MDMA, LSD, there's a wealth of information out there about things like that. And it looks like quite a bit of info here about Ibogaine, everything from general information, frequently asked questions, information about the law, articles, research journals, and one of my favorite parts of Arrowhead, the experiences, where people will actually write about what happened when they tried these drugs, everything from first-time experiences to glowing experiences to, you know, nightmarish experiences, bad trips. They've got it all here, although it doesn't look like very many bad trips for the Ibogaine. More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm.
I think we all know healthcare is messed up here in the country, and it's probably not going to get fixed anytime soon. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating your sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you, if you need it, want it, whatever, proactive health assessments daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Also, a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, emergency room, whatever medical professional you want to give it to. Because, you know, all the HIPAA rules, it's made it real difficult for medical professionals to even know what your history is. You can check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price, like $600, less than $600 for a family. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's per month. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. It's Eric in Delray Beach, Florida, listening online via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Eric.
How you doing? I wanted to address this talk you guys are having about the drug war.
Sure.
Specifically, the woman that called in earlier with, I think she said, her brother and a son that had gone through some drug problems. And I wanted to kind of quickly go over some facts. I'm doing research for an article I'm actually doing on what's going on with the epidemic. And then if I have time at the end, I can pipe in a little bit about treatment. The main thing that I'd like to communicate to women like that or to people like that that are having loved ones suffer, first of all, is that this is a disease, and there's been a tremendous amount of science over the last 20 years that has shown they've actually identified some sort of genealogical evidence of, you know, an alcoholic or addictive gene, and, you know, it needs to be treated as such, as instead of as a law enforcement issue.
Absolutely.
And secondly, I'd like
you don't hold on before you go on.
Yes,
you don't help somebody by throwing them in a prison cell. Somebody with an addiction, that is not going to help them. That is going to make their life worse. It's certainly not going to keep them away from drugs, because going to prison, you can still get drugs.
Even if you cure them from drugs.
Yeah.
Is their life going to be better off now that they can't
criminal
get
conviction.
Government assistance to go to college? Now that they
get a job.
Now that they're going to have a hell of a time getting a job. You know,
lose their house because they, you know, how are you going to pay the rent if you're behind bars? So,
right. The house, the girlfriend, the dog, the CD
job.
Collection, whatever it is, all gone. Do they still have CDs?
Probably.
Yeah.
Some people.
I'd actually go as far as to say my research, I actually think there's some evidence to show that the U.S. government actually would like to criminalize as many people as possible. We saw that with Halderman's statements about the start of the drug war in the Nixon administration, where they wanted to break up the anti-war movement and also affect communities of color. You know, when you get someone, felonies, can't vote, your 2A rights are gone in most states, you have a dependency on the state, and that's where they want you. And she, you know, she did say, you know, some pretty interesting things about laws and, oh, well, he, you know, Ross broke the law, not even looking at what's just and what's not. And, you know, I'll kind of skip past that because I think you guys address that otherwise, but I'd like to point out to her and other people that, you know, there's some law breaking going on that the American people are just completely being, it's being hidden from them. And that has to do with the invasion occupation of Afghanistan, to where, when we went in 2001, that was actually the second year of what has been called by the UN as one of the most successful anti-drug campaigns in the world. That was the Taliban reducing production of opium in their in territories they controlled by 99%. Okay, they got it down to somewhere around 60% of worldwide production in the going on 17 years of occupation. We've seen it grow to over 90% of the world's heroin, opium, raw opium.
Yeah, we've seen the pictures where the U.S. military troops are actually standing guard over the poppy fields.
It's amazing stuff to see those pictures.
Yeah, and even more so, let's look at this. Afghanistan is a landlocked country where we have been, we've spent trillions there. Okay, landlocked country, we control the airspace. The United States military controls the airspace. We control all the major highways, and yet somehow all of this heroin from there ends up getting to America.
All of it? I mean, there's no West.
I'm sure it goes elsewhere.
Yeah,
it goes to Europe. I'm saying, I'm saying to the Western world in general. It's, we have 90% of the production in the world going on, and we are there. We are, you know, the DEA is there. They've spent $7.5 billion in eradication programs since the invasion, and it's gone up. They're wasting money hand over fist, and there seems to be some serious evidence, especially in the Afghanistan government pretty much admits this, which and the UN also says that the Afghan government is the biggest impediment, which is basically a a puppet government of ours, to where some of the top traffickers are now in their government. The warlords at the CIA spent billions.
Don't forget the United States government's contractors were procuring, pedophilic prostitutes for these same people. I mean, this is the most mixed up. What's that?
The T-boys are called T-boys or T-boys. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is the most mixed up stuff going on, and people are like, "Well, we got to stay in Afghanistan to clean up our mess." My God, at this point, heroin production's up, and the United States government is funding pedophilic prostitutes.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I disagree with what you've said so far, Eric, is that you're using the word "we," and I have nothing to do with.
I'm sorry. I meant that in context of speaking to this woman. I'll de-statify myself. When I speak to quote-unquote normies, I like to use that because they look at it as a United States government thing.
Do you really think that helps, though? I mean, as far as talking to folks, I think it helps to say they, the U.S. government, separate yourself from those people because it's not you, it's not that lady, it's not, unless they were in the military and they did go and guard poppy fields, then they shouldn't be included.
Right. Well, as far as tax dollars and things like that. But yeah, you're right.
I see what you're saying. All right. So final thoughts. Go ahead now.
Yeah. So, and as far as the treatment parts go, this is pretty. There are excellent medicines for this. Starting with Subutex or Suboxone. Ibugaine has what the other caller called in about has also had amazing results. And it's being blocked by the federal government. There are ways for us to treat people without throwing them in jail. And it's got to start with a complete change at the federal level to where we end this, not only the drug war, I don't see them ending it right now, but at least let science and the medical community do the research they want to do and use the tools that they know are out there to treat this stuff.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate your call here tonight. I saw an interesting kind of related story that I threw in my show prep. Congress headline here from HuffingtonPost.com. Congress gives Jeff Sessions $0 to go after medical marijuana laws. Kind of a surprising story.
That much is changing, but marijuana isn't. It's certainly shouldn't be illegal, but it isn't going to solve everything. And there's a lot more to be done in this war on drugs.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Unfortunately, the government tends to change very slowly.
Yeah.
So while they're considering changes to make, people are dying out there because they can't get access to the medication that they need, whether it be cannabis or ibogaine or whatever. 855-453, 855-450-3733. If you want to join us on the radio, you should dial now. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We got a little bit of good news here, and that is that the Congress, U.S. Congress, has given Jeff Sessions $0 to go after medical marijuana laws, which means they're blocking the Justice Department from spending any money on interfering with the state medical marijuana programs. In the newly unveiled budget bill, lawmakers included a provision known as the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment that allows states to carry on with crafting their own medical marijuana policies without fear of federal intervention. The bill, which funds the government through the end of September, is expected to pass this week. It's not unusual to find this tucked into a budget bill. Lawmakers have been renewing the medical marijuana provision in every consecutive budget since it first passed in 2014. But what it shows is that Congress isn't interested in stepping up federal oversight of state pot laws under the Trump administration, even as the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has hinted that he wants a crackdown. So, guess he doesn't get one. So that's a little bit of good news for you. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio. By the way, if you support Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, you want to help us get this message of freedom and liberty and peace on as many radio stations around the country as possible, we've got over 160 great radio stations that carry the show at various times throughout the week because we do the show live 7 nights a week.
Thanks to all of them.
Yeah, big thanks to all of them. But we could get more. We could have, 300, 400. It's possible. But we do need to effectively market the show to those stations, and one way we do that is through the AMP program, which allows you to get behind Free Talk Live for $5 or Bitcoin per month, and then we take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth $5 a month to you, because it really helps us out when you do this, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with credit card. You can use PayPal. You can do Bitcoin. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, and also the amp-only Facebook group, which is a great way to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts. So go and get signed up. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. We don't have a big budget for Free Talk Live. You know, we pretty much rely on you to help us out here, and we've got some great advertisers as well. But this is another way to connect directly with you, the listener. And you can help us spread the ideas of liberty in a way that no other show can do. No other show is even really trying to do at the level that Free Talk Live is. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to the fun, Carl is in Benton Harbor, Michigan, listening to WSJM. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome,
hey,
sir.
Carl.
Great, you're on the air.
Well, thanks. Hey, are you guys familiar with the opium wars back in China?
I'm not familiar with it.
This is the British government demanding that China allow its opium to come in. Is that right?
Yeah, well, there was a little bit more than that, too. But essentially what ended up happening is you had a significant portion of the Chinese population very addicted to opiates.
Yep.
Because it was completely uncontrolled. And obviously there's not really good statistics for that period of time. But, you know, most of the estimates you see somewhere in the area, about a quarter to a third of the population was addicts. And, you know, the entire term chasing the dragon comes from, you know, the way that they consumed opium back then. And if you take a look at our own country, we did not have any drug laws for a significant period of time. And there was a lot of opium concoctions on the market that created a very addicted set of the population. And so because of that, that's the reason why we have, you know, these drug laws. And marijuana basically followed the exact same path. Alcohol is sort of carved out a little bit differently because it has a different cultural context.
This is the end of the progressive era. People that thought that they could pass laws to make anything, that the government could fix anything. And I think that, you know, like a few, what, about a decade of alcohol prohibition, about 100 years of heroin prohibition, about 100 years of marijuana prohibition, we've got to have finally figured out that these prohibitions don't work, right?
Well, yes and no. There has to be some way to have a civil society. In other words, you can't have something that sort of runs rampant and takes a significant part of society away from being civil.
Well, monopoly alcohol distributorships in given markets? Because that's what we've got. I mean, the government has shown, they've had a century now to get this worked out, and they have shown nothing but ham-fisted incompetence that has resulted in the deaths of tens of thousands of American citizens and many, many law enforcement officers.
What is uncivil about having a smoke of a marijuana cigarette at the end of the night?
Well, when you take a look at it from an individual perspective, no big deal. When you look and take a look at it from a giant collective perspective, it can be a big deal.
How is that a big deal in any way? I mean, there are millions of marijuana users who are entirely responsible, upstanding members of society in the United States. How is it in any way a big deal?
Well, it all depends what they do after that. You know, I come from a very high risk occupation. Working with very heavy loads, going up very high.
I'm not saying you should get high and run construction equipment. We're talking about at the end of the day, somebody's, you know, they're at home, they're going to sit down, watch some television, go to bed later. You know, what's the problem?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but just don't bring it onto my construction site.
Yeah, there you go, it's your construction site.
I bet you don't let people bring up fifth of whiskey either.
No, I've thrown people off of sites for showing up high, for taking a joke in the can. on break for bringing firearms and alcohol onto the job sites. I don't tolerate that.
I totally believe it, because I've known plenty of construction guys who've gotten high on the job before. It's amazing how anything gets built around
here. What's a firearm got to do with it? I mean...
Because alcohol and firearms are pretty crappy mixed.
Both together.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I tend to agree with that. There's no doubt about it. A lot of the drug laws out there were created not because, you know, people were legitimately concerned about the well-being of their neighbors, but in the case of, let's say, cannabis, it really had a lot to do with industrial concerns for competition. You had, I believe William Randolph Hearst, the newspaper, you know, big guy who had a bunch of investments in forests, but he didn't have investments in hemp, so he wanted hemp to get wiped out. And DuPont, I believe, was involved in that as well. And so there were these industrialists who wanted to see this product that was competitive to them banned from the marketplace. And they got their way. And they utilized racism. They utilized fear. They utilized, you know, lies about marijuana to get that passed. But either way, people should be free to make choices for themselves, even if it's the wrong choices. We've seen they will make those choices, whether or not those drugs are illegal. And if the drugs are illegal, what we find is that when people get addicted to them, they are willing to make even worse choices that involve the lives of others, like committing robberies and breaking and entering and things like that. So then they drag other people who have nothing to do with their drug addiction into their problem, and they put them in, you know, in some cases grave danger, or in some cases, you know, property destruction to acquire the funds that they need to get the drugs that that they want. And all of that is driven by prohibition.
See what legalization looks like, we've got Portugal, we've got Amsterdam. There are, you know, ways to see what prohibition looks like right now in the modern world.
Or the end of prohibition.
The end of prohibition, excuse me, the lack of prohibition. The fact is the United States State Department has shoved down these drug laws on country after country, and it takes, you know, brave ones that are willing to stand up to the State Department to try something different. And, like, we can look around us. The opium epidemic is tearing America apart. This crap isn't working, people.
Well, then again, you take a look at your two good examples, Amsterdam and Portugal. Both of them are tweaking their laws right now because they've seen it go too far the other way.
I've never heard anything about that.
The only documentaries I've seen on Portugal, they're happy as they could possibly be.
If you want to send us a link, I'd love to see that, because all of the evidence so far from Portugal has been that the decriminalization of personal amounts of all drugs has been an overwhelming, unqualified success. Fewer addicts are in the streets, so the idea that they would tweak those laws in any way to recriminalize is, you know, unbelievable, and I don't know if that's what you were suggesting, but again, you can shoot an email over to either of us, Ian or Mark, at freetalklive.com, and we'd be happy to check that out, because I don't buy it. Thanks for the call, Carl. They've got 15 solid years plus of total drug decriminalization. They've got all kinds of statistics and numbers that show overwhelmingly this is helping people. People are better. They're healthier now. They're more likely to get the assistance that they need because they're not afraid that they're going to be considered criminals for being addicts. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, you go to freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.